And, you know, you can Google it, and there's just, there's no information about it. So when we started So Nashville, we just said, well, we want a landing page so that if you're wanting to start a garden, there's a place you can start, and there's people you can talk to, and there's just a laid out process. First, you need to understand if the soil is ready, if you can start gardening, or if you need to do some things to make the soil healthier. So a soil test from the Ag Extension, they offer soil tests for pretty inexpensive price. Seeds, if you don't have a place to get your seeds, the Seed Exchange at the library has plenty of seeds that you can trade, just like library books. You can check them out. Education about what to grow when, so you can do Master Gardeners or the Ag Extension or Urban Green Lab. To talk about that stuff. And then there's like the hands-on gardening. So the Hands-on Nashville Garden, Urban Garden, you can volunteer there. The Paragon Urban Farm on Paragon Mills Road with Fasha, you can volunteer there. Or Nashville Food Project, who provides food throughout the city for people who need it. And they have gardens all over the place, and you can volunteer with them as well. So it's just kind of that educational piece, the resources piece, the tool shed that that Second Harvest has, so you can check out tools to garden. There's just all sorts of things that you might not even know you need until you're getting started. Well, most of these gardens are, you know, run by volunteers or nonprofit organizations who don't really make money in gardening. They just want to provide this service and this access to this healthy, affordable food. So, you know, they don't have the resources really necessary to sometimes make sure that their garden is going to survive year to year. And so we want to help provide the resources they need to make sure that happens. Well, I think the draw of public land is it's there and it's meant to be used by the community. If it's not being used for any other purpose or it can't be used for any other purpose, it's meant to be utilized by the community. And so having just a green space is great, but if you can make it where it actually creates something in your neighborhood, that's even better. Some of the drawbacks are kind of, especially when dealing with floodplain properties, there are regulations on what you can and can't do on those properties. You can't build things, you can't build a tool shed, and it's really difficult to get water on the property because they stripped that off when they were taking the houses off. So there's some regulatory stuff that you have to get around, but you know, if it's that or no property, then yeah.